Good morning. Good morning. How are you? How you doing on this fine, fine, but beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful. Be happy. Give God that sacrifice of praise. If you need those affirmations this morning, I believe I'm divinely guided, just like you're divinely guided. I believe I'll take the right path, just like you'll take the right path. And I believe God will make a way where there is no way. God is going to make a way for you in your life, no matter what is going on in your life. He knows you. He knows every hair on your head. He knows you spiritually. We have him in all things, and it's a miracle that we have that. I mean, in times past, he would leave. His face would be removed if you did wrong in his eyes. But not anymore. That's why Jesus Christ came back. When Jesus Christ died and you believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, you are born new. You are born a new creation. You are restored. You have the connection back with God, and he's not going to turn away from you. That's the administration we live in, and it's a blessing. It is a blessing. But anyways, this morning in I was reading in Galatians. I want to go back into what I was reading yesterday because this was just, I don't know, it just brings me joy knowing that we have God and we are just to stand in love. If you go to chapter 5, verse 1, and I go over this a lot, but it stand fast or stand firm, therefore, in the liberty. And this is the freedom to go where one wants. Stand in that liberty with Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled or held by anything with the yoke of bondage or servitude. Because we are freed from the law, we have the liberty to do what we want. You have the liberty to do whatever it is you want to do. There's consequences to doing wrong, but there's also the benefit of doing right. But you are not going to be taken out of the place of righteousness with God. You are a sweet aroma of his son. Verse 3, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of none effect or no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by law, ye are fallen or fallen off from grace. If anybody tells you that you are justified in this life by law, by walking in the laws, it's not correct. You are justified or preserved safe by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, by believing in the name of his son, Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's through believing in the name of his son that you are made righteous, and nobody can take you out of that place. Nothing you can do can change it. And you can't hear anyone that tells you differently is not telling the truth of the word. There is a reason Christ died, and that is the reason. Again, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by law, ye are fallen off from grace. For we through the Spirit wait, have anxious looking with outstretched hands. We wait for the hope of righteousness through faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith working through love. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew. It doesn't matter if you're a Gentile. It's through believing what you hear, confessing in the name of his son, and it's over. Now you are part of the sonship. Now you are part of the Abrahamic promise, that covenant God made, that he would be a God to him and to his seed in their time. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, God is a God for you right now. It's not later. It's not before. It's now. Every day God is there for you. Every day you have a company of angels around you. Every single moment of your life, you have support. And that spirit that works in you, God gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit, the power from on high, and that gift that's in you, it works love, it works joy, it works peace, it works long-suffering, temperance. There's no law that can do that. There's no law that can provide love. But God gave you his love through the Spirit that you now have. Don't walk afraid. Be anxious for not one thing, but by all things, through prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific requests be declared unto God, and the peace of God shall keep your hearts and guard your minds. And you don't have to worry about the axe to have him hear it and to listen. He is there for you. Don't forget it. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Pray to God. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Praying to Jesus Christ does not do anything. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day today. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Also younger than the sun.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and for the things that need to get done. I just pray that your hands and everything, that we can knock everything out. I also pray for my brother and his knee and that situation, and for the next couple months, that you just kind of cover us so we can get through that relatively easily. Again, I thank you for the moments of my life, for my family. I pray and for my mom and the argument we got in last night, that you just take care of that situation. And I just thank you for just every single thing you do for us. I ask for a great day today, and I lift everything up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.